Hello.
Hey Bobby, it's Jerome. How are you doing?
Hey.
Hey, just wanted to reach back out to you. We had spoke briefly last week. I had reached back out after you speaking with Zach over here at CVA. Haven't caught you at a bad time.
No, not really.
Okay. All right. Awesome. I just wanted to continue our conversation. We were talking briefly about 5706 Iron Bridge. And I think at that time you were busy doing something, but I do remember, you had spoke with Zach about wanting to get offers on that place, move somewhere with less stairs. I think you were talking North Carolina or South Carolina last time with Zach. But anyways, I just wanted to reach back out and see where you were in the process.
I won't. I got a granddaughter that gets out of school this year. She turns 18 in January, and what I want to do is sell my house, and I want to downsize. And I probably won't be doing that until, this coming summer.
Got you. Got you. And that's understandable. And where you're at in the process, I mean, you gotta wait. You gotta wait till she's done. Have you, I know you'd done some updates to the home last year, spoke with Zach. I do remember him saying that. If you were looking to go sooner, I mean, what would be the situation that would help that, or are you dead set on waiting till the summer?
Well, I want her to finish her school where she's at.
Yeah.
So, that's in May, She should get out of school in May.
Got you, got you. And were you looking to list the property, or were you looking to, just sell it out right at once, get a cash offer and be done with it?
I like to sell it outright, and to eliminate the fees, for somebody selling it. But if I
Yeah.
have to list it, I will. But if I get more money out of it, I just sell it straight out.
Got you. Got you. And that makes sense. That makes sense. Do you have any idea what you would list for, or as of yet?
Well, I own the lot next to it, and that's valued about 40,000, 45,000, something like that. So I want to sell it and the house at the same time. I want to get about 350 out of both of them.
Got you. Got you. No, definitely, definitely hear you on that one. I know you said you're not wanting to list, go through all the headache of having people in and out, cleaning up, getting out every weekend. I completely get that. It's a lot. I know, it's got to wait till the summer, but we'd love to be considered, to put in offers on that place. I mean, when the time comes, for sure.
Well, you get back with me, when by the time school gets out, I'll really be trying to do something by then.
Yeah, do you know, I think the time school gets out is typically like June or
I think
May.
it's about the end of May here.
End of May. Got you. And that honestly fits soon within our timeline. I mean, we're able to work with timelines of 3 to 6 months. So at this point, it would be around 6. So, I mean, would it even be a conversation to have maybe around January time frame with you? Would that be something that's acceptable if we're able to reach a conclusion and then, you guys have ample time to prepare?
Well, you can give me a call. Let
Got
you
you.
know where I'm at there, 'cause I got a lot of stuff I got to get rid of before I sell the house too. So
Yeah, no, I can understand that. It definitely accumulates.
I packed up in there, man. I got stuff, from my wife. When she passed away, I got, her son
Sorry.
used to live there. He got stuff there. My son and my daughter has lived there and got stuff packed up from them. And it just it's a mess. I don't need a big truck to get out there.
No, I get it. Over the years, it's easy to accumulate. You know what I mean?
Sometimes
It definitely.
I wish I didn't have a basement, and I wouldn't have so much shit.
Yeah, no, it's six in one hand, half a dozen in the other. It's plus
Yeah.
minuses. But at the same time, I know it's a process. So, if you honestly, it may help to get to a conclusion early so that way you're able to prepare, you know what I mean, for
Yeah.
the coming months. So I can see it working out, in your favor with jump starting and getting ahead of it.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I definitely will give you a call, most likely in the new year, closer to, end of December, January time. Well, honestly, January, because, Christmas, New Year's, all that.
All right.
I definitely will follow back up then, and would love to talk further. And just so you have my name again. It was Jerome Pratt.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, Jerome.
All right. Well, I appreciate you taking my call for, and your time for the past couple of minutes, and I definitely will reach out in the coming months here.
All right, thanks.
All
Bye-bye.
right. No problem, Bobby. You take care. Bye-bye.